what does the suffrage movement have to teach us today?
I think the most important thing that the suffrage movement, the history of the suffrage movement, has to teach us today is that building coalitions and consensus building is an important ingredient to success. The women's suffrage movement, by and large, started out as a white, middle-class women's movement. And by the late 19th century, the entire movement was very fragmented, and it really was in tatters. There were various factions that were fighting different strategies in order to try to make sense of this movement for the right to vote, which was not a monolithic movement. And I think that's a mistake that we sometimes make when we look back on the history of women's suffrage and we look at it as though it were about one issue or one thing or one group of women. Because truly, the success of the women's suffrage movement came by the turn of the 20th century when women like Alice Paul, her National Women's Party group, began to include other women of various races, ethnic groups, socioeconomic classes, and brought them all together to fight for the right to vote. Women like Harriet Stanton Blatch, one of the daughters of Elizabeth Cady Stanton, was a great thinker in this regard because she understood the importance of broadening the coalition of women that needed to be part of this movement in order to make it successful. And I think that idea is something that is very important for us to remember today as we look at many of the reforms and the improvements and the progress in rights that women still need to make, is that we need to broaden our coalitions and we need to expand our definitions about things. One of the things that was a big surprise to me somewhat recently is that there's an amazing group of women in the city of Saratoga Springs, New York, who are banding together in order to redefine feminism. And in learning about this endeavor of theirs, I was privileged to actually be asked to come and be their keynote speaker at a wonderful event they had during the month of March, Women's History Month, called the Saratoga Women's Fest. And they were acquainted with my book, and I was very flattered that they actually chose to use many of the themes from my book as mantras, if you will, for what they feel is a new wave of feminism that they would like to define. And their way of defining feminism is really to be more inclusive and to understand that gaining rights and privileges as a gender does not mean that we have to negate our femininity or neutralize the very essence of our gender, but rather embrace our femininity and make that part of how we define a new feminism. And what I said to them on the day that they had the closing ceremonies for this wonderful month of events is that one of the things I hoped that my book, Strength Without Compromise, would do was to show people that it is an important lesson for women's history today to realize that embracing gender for both men and women is an important element of our humanity and elevating our society and our world to a better place. And in particular, what I said to them is that gender equity works in both directions. It is not just about women fighting for their own rights, but it is also helping men understand their own masculinity and how that fits in equally to the world that we live in. And it's my feeling that if we allow both men and women to really celebrate and embrace the very specific gender gifts that we each have, we will have a better world, and that tolerance could carry over to race, to ethnic groups, and we would all be better off if we understood that the importance of inclusion and commonality of purpose is really a much higher goal to fight for than man bashing. And I think, you know, we look back at what the women's rights movement was like in the 60s and 70s, and I think that at that moment in time, the radicalization of women's rights was probably a necessary phase of evolution. But we've kind of gone beyond that now. We've lived through the backlash. And where we stand right now is that women have made a lot of progress, but there is still a lot of progress to go. And the enemy is not men. Sometimes, if we look at what's happening in our society today with regard to women's issues, we women need to look at one another and realize that we need to be kinder to one another and more supportive, because a lot of the controversy about what is happening in the women's movement today comes not from men, but from other women. And I would say, I would charge women of all walks of life and races and ethnic persuasions to support one another and support all of the women who, as I said, we all have our own walk in life, and there are many things that remain left to be done. And I think when we look at Strength Without Compromise, for example, that small book in a way can be a prism through which we can look at some of the things that the women's field is grappling with today. And that prism can really help us to identify what is important by hearkening back to a time in history where women did work together to support one another and to work hard for a goal. And they did it through friendship, through mentoring, through educating one another, through nurturing one another, and never forgetting the very essence of their femininity.